Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mentioned Giancarlo Stanton, who was back in Tampa and did speak to reporters. Why I've not seen any video or audio, I'm not sure. But this is a severe situation in both elbows, which he attributes to bat adjustments from last season. We did know that this was something that bothered him down the stretch, even into the playoffs. So he's been doing the PRP injections. Apparently, he was flying back to New York today for the third round. This was really the concerning part, though. He's been attempting what he called an interesting course of treatment in hopes of avoiding surgery, which would be season-ending. Stanton said at this time, he lacks grip strength and is having trouble picking things up in day-to-day life. So forget grabbing a bat and swinging a bat and trying
to hit. How is that remotely what are we
like,
talking
think about the image of what he looks like, his body, his size, strength.
I'd be worried. Can't pick up a coffee cup?
He said he's struggling picking things up.
I'd be worried that there's something more.
Right. Well, that's why if it's surgery, it's season ending. Jesus, so God. It's something serious.
Here's a question. So we talk about the money. We were talking about Josh Allen a few minutes ago. How many, and I believe the money's ruining everything in sports. Mm. How many of these guys that go on the injured list or have this how many of these guys would play through it if they weren't set for 17 lifetimes financially?
Yeah. I mean, I think if they were paid on based on merit or this or a contract year or things like that, yeah. I mean, but he's been set for a very, very long time.
I know he has. I know. And you know what? He's been the best postseason player the Yankees have had, so I'm not taking that away from him, but play.
Yeah. We've seen some bizarre things. This has got to be up there as one of the strangest.
It's up there.
I mean, and I'm hoping there's nothing else wrong with him, but I mean, not being able to pick things up.
Yeah.
We're talking about, I mean, the World Series ended a long time ago, and he was hitting in the postseason.
Very well.
He was their best guy.
Yeah. And this, not that this is really our business, but, you know, he had been away from camp. He returned Friday after 11 days in New York to deal with a personal matter, which he said is, quote, in the process of being resolved. So still no light shed on that. So I don't know what's going on there. But
prenup.
He was coming back to New York.
He's not a married guy.
No, he's not.
He's probably got some stories, that guy.
So yeah, I'm sure he does. Don't know what that is, but he's got another round of the PRP injections coming up today. Brandon Nimmo with the Mets, only able to run at 85%. His knee's still bothering him. He was supposed to return to their spring training lineup, I think yesterday, but that's been pushed back at least a few days. And then the news on Francisco Alvarez, who suffered one of these hammock, you've heard of this, with the swing, the hammock bone fracture. I guess he was doing, I don't know if it was BP or taking swing somewhere, and came out of that with some discomfort. They checked it out. He's got the fracture, so he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. This maybe is a coincidental thing because there were fluctuations with the Mets season last year, but he missed time again with injury. So without him last year, they were 24-38. With him, 65-35. So the offensive numbers might not have popped the way we thought they were, but as far as, you know, handling the staff and being the guy behind the dish, he was a significant piece last year, and they were relying on him this year, so we'll see what they do to fill his spot. The Mets did beat the Nationals 7-6. Clay Holmes, you want to talk about positives and bright spots? 3 2/3 scoreless, 1 hit, 8 strikeouts, so he's made 3 spring starts now, 9 2/3, no runs, 2 hits, 4 walks, 13 strikeouts.
So he doesn't get shelled in his first start of the season.
But that is good. Transition to the rotation at the moment's looking good, which is a positive amongst many negatives as far as the baseball teams are concerned. NFL legal tampering gets underway noon today. New league year begins 4 p.m. Wednesday, which is when you can officially get contracts signed, so on and so forth. Adam Schefter, short time ago with this on Twitter, Steelers continue talking to Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, but Aaron Rodgers has emerged as a candidate in Pittsburgh as an option for quarterback. He and the Steelers are expected to talk and explore a union, so you could have a Rodgers-Mike Tomlin pairing. Which would make the DK Metcalf trade sound a little more.
Yes.
Makes
but
sense.
Those
a
two
more.
Together seem interesting.
Tomlin and Rodgers.
Yeah.
Well, he's got great respect for Lamar Jackson. Let's talk about big time, big name, couldn't a different style, but like, hey, in Pittsburgh,
oh, no,
since
I get
Big
that.
Ben left, you know, it's been sort of like the the also-rans, the middle, like the middling quarterback, not the big personality quarterback.
Where you stand on measles.
The measles.
Where we at with that? Hey, Rob. Yeah. It's the Steelers. It's the Vikings. That would be the two places.
You were in that
now.
City. Would they embrace him?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that they'd love it right on the surface when the news comes out. But, I mean, if he plays well, they're going to love him, of course. But I don't think it would go over well at first.
Well, no. That's what I mean. Obviously, if he plays well, and wherever he goes,
No, I don't think they'll like that, no. I do not think it'll go over well.
Got news for George Pickens. You better start working on staying on the red line.
Rogers is coming. Yeah, your ass is going to be cut. Watch out.
Yeah. This is pretty sobering, I thought, for Jet fans. So SNY's Connor Hughes, the Jets' interest in Justin Fields is well known. It's up to Fields to decide if he wants the Jets a return to Pittsburgh to play with DK Metcalf and George Pickens. And I'd expect that the Jets would then return their attention to Marcus Mariota and Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I mean, that's just that.
Let's hope that that's not what
that's
happens.
Those two names could be the worst ever.
McMonagle did the quarterback wheel this morning.
Yeah.
They did Wentz. I was like, we're doing a full segment on Carson Wentz here. Well, because there's a report out there that could be a guy that they look to.
That said, remember when Carson Wentz was in line to be the MVP?
Well, that was what they went through, the career trajectory. He got hurt out in L.A. against the Rams, and that in comes Nick Foles, and we know how that ended, and that was pretty much the end.
A couple years ago, Marcus Mariota quit.
Yeah.
Remember, he just quit?
I did.
Went home, packed the stuff up.
Wasn't that the year he did?
He was on the Netflix quarterback documentary.
Yeah.
Decided to quit.
Jets signed Marcus Mariota.
God. Great. Oh, boy. He was making the point, McMonagle and Fliegelman, and I agree with them. They're like, if they brought in Carson Wentz and they had him go in an open competition with Tyrod Taylor, Tyrod Taylor's winning that job.
Sure. And yeah, until his leg falls off.
Yeah,
that's
the
problem with him, is you just don't trust that he's going to be able to play more than six games.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Wentz has a backup, but he's had, obviously, injury issues throughout the course of his career. So it's just not good, no matter how you say it.
I would say right now the early projections are not good for the NFL season around here.
Now, from the feel-good category.
Could be worse than last year.
It could be.
Which is hard to fathom. It really is.
The only thing that would change it for me would be if the Giants do end up with one of these quarterbacks, even if they're not good. I know. No, I don't mean the quarterback. I mean, even if they as a team aren't good, not winning, at least it's something to watch in a different way.
I guess.
I mean, if Shador Sanders is, I'm not expecting him to be, but if Shador Sanders or Cam Ward is their quarterback, even if they're struggling, but at least they look the part.
Well, that's...
Yeah. At least, you know, you feel like you're watching something that could be the future.
So we see rookie quarterbacks come into teams that are a mess and they don't look the
correct
part. And
correct.
And then that's quickly the end of them.
Yep.
And we've seen that in this town multiple times, as it turns out. From the feel-good category...
I look like an ogre.
An ogre?
What? Yeah, just... Like the way I was just hunched over. Like
as they zoom in on me.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I got to sit tall. God damn.
It's tough to sit tall, though. Like, you know, you got the desk right here where it lays. It's just, I mean,
sitting tall.
I'm probably giving myself scoliosis as we speak right now.
You do. You're a huncher.
I'm a huncher. Yeah.
Those shoulders back, Jerry.
Yeah.
Former Jets fifth round pick Jamie and Sherwood re-ups with the team 3 years, $45 million, $30 million guaranteed. So the new regime obviously thinks highly enough of him to keep him around and make him one of the highest paid off the ball linebackers in the league. So nice contract for him as he
off the ball
linebacker. Yeah. That's what they wrote. Highest, one of the highest paid off the ball line.
We're really meaning just trying to make crap up
meaning,
now.
Meaning off the line of scrimmage. Like he's not an edge rusher.
Here's what they're doing, Jamie. You're going to be the highest paid off the ball linebacker.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, similar to the running back, those middle linebackers don't get paid as much as the guys that get after the quarterback.
Sauce Gardner, you see his post?
I saw what he said about Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'm talking about he posted to Twitter. He asked the question why cornerbacks aren't getting paid. And Deion Sanders was like the first one to respond to him.
And what did Deion say?
It was something like stand your ground, and I'd have to go find it.
Okay.
I thought those guys were getting paid.
Yeah.
I thought so too, but I guess he said, why are we not getting paid? Like, wide receivers? And I forget what else he said.
Someone's always unhappy. I mean, that's the bottom line. You can't pay every position top dollar.
That's what we were discussing.
Yeah, he goes, can someone educate me on why the cornerback market is significantly lower than the D-end wide receiver? And they also said if Aaron goes to the Vikings, he might be number one in all QB stats.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So Al asked me what Garrett Wilson might have thought of that comment.
Yeah. By the way, everybody that loves Aaron Rodgers is on the defense. Have you ever heard a single one of these offensive players say anything about it? It's all Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner and Solomon Thomas and all these guys on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Breece Hall didn't say anything about him. Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, obviously. None of these guys.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
I would agree.
Just Devontae Adams.
Well, that's a little different. Yeah, yeah.